flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a seeker asked his master, where I can find happiness? And the master replied, what do you want? Happiness or entertainment? The seeker said, and what is the difference? The master said, happiness is like sleeping on the bed of joy whilst entertainment is like jumping on a trampoline of chaos. It appears happiness. It appears to be happiness, but it deceives. The true joy of the soul cannot be found outside. The search itself causes restlessness. The journey outside is full of chaos. The path of spirituality is the path of turning inside, going inside, and touching the core, and experiencing the purity. Purity is the fragrance of the soul untouched by the desires. Purity is the freestyle dance of the soul. Purity is the unadulterated song of the soul. Purity is the natural river flowing undisturbed. Purity is spontaneity. No external force. no suppression, no repression. It is, that's it. It flows, it moves, and it should be like that. If it's not like that, it will not stay. Purity is not limited to celibacy. Purity is the overall alignment of thoughts, words, and deeds with higher consciousness. Purity is to come back to one's own self, to shake off the false, the untrue, the masks, the deceptions, is to realize who you are in your heart of hearts, in the very depth of your core. Purity is equipoise. Purity is independence. Purity is liberty. Purity is freedom from everything which is extraneous. Purity is freedom from slavery. Purity is freedom from dependency. I don't need anything from outside. Purity is desirelessness. But this desirelessness is not coming from suppression of desires. You transcend the desires. The desires have become small. You have become big. You go in a restaurant and somebody eats there. Even if 10 extra stomachs are attached, will you feel fulfilled? The fulfillment doesn't come from outside. It is the mind that remains unfulfilled. It is the mind that remains unsatisfied. What satisfies the mind? That's the question. The desires remain. And unless and until one goes beyond the worldly, the murky, the mundane desires, there is no joy. There is constant restlessness. Impurity is like a cloth revolving around and round in a washing machine, with dirty thoughts and never coming out clean. Desires, they make you restless. They cause anxiety, the angst-ridden mind. To understand the nature of the mind and what it wants, how it works, the operational process, purity is not to be taken, snatched, borrowed, purchased from outside. It is the very nature. No matter what you are given, you will never feel satisfied, because anything coming from outside causes further dissatisfaction. It's only and only when the internal is realized and the core is caught, then only you will feel that satisfaction. Coming to today's Murli Baba talked about purity. What is the parameter to gauge it? What is the device to measure it? What is the instrument to measure the level, the degree of purity? How will you know? What is the criteria? What is the barometer to know, to gauge, to measure purity? So Murli is divided in three parts. The first part is about self, the second is about others, and third is about Prakriti, nature. The first part, if there is purity, there will be an experience of peace and happiness. Second part, if there is purity, others will also experience peace and happiness. The third part, if there is purity, the nature cannot remain unaffected. The elements of the nature will capture your purity. We are the masters of five elements. They will become our staff. You will become their boss. They will be at your beck and call, your subordinate, working under you, waiting for your order. So the first part of the Murli is the effect of purity on the self. The second part is effect on others. And the third part, effect on nature. Coming to the first part, purity is not just about celibacy. Baba said it is acharan and ucharan. What the Shri Baba said is ucharan and acharan. What? How the Brahma acted. The alignment of thought, words and deeds to these two things, Shivacharya and Brahmacharya, is purity. So if there is an experience of peace and happiness, one can say without doubt that there is purity. But instead of this, if there is upheaval, halchal, if there are questions, if there is confusion, upheaval, questions, confusion. What confusion? What upheaval? What questions? Three questions. Why? What? And how? Why? Why this happened? What is this and how it is possible? Baba said these three questions of confusion will cause upheaval, will cause confusion, will cause loss of concentration of thoughts. And then ultimately there will be no happiness, no peace. So what to do with these three questions? Replace them with three dots. Why? What? Why? And how? Replace these three with three dots. So apply a tilak. 1, 2, 3. They apply a tilak. Tilak indicates remembrance. So apply a tilak. Three dots. First dot, soul. Second dot, God. Third dot, drama or karma. Everything is going on perfectly well as per the master drama plan. Things are in place. There is no mismatch. There is no sudden happening. There is no odd man out here. Everything is falling in place. Everything is perfectly aligned. So, the bigger drama, everything is moving smoothly, nicely, and there is no struggle. The vision is broad. not the tunneled one. So you see things, you look behind and there is no sorrow, there is no repentance. There is no unhappiness, there is no tear, there is no regret. You look behind and you rejoice. Because life is about living in this moment. So, Baba said these are the three words that cause disturbance in purity. When there is a question, why? What? How? Baba is not talking about celibate physical purity or brahmacharya or celibacy. This is the highest level of purity where the mind is free from even the subtle disturbances. Why this person does like this? Why he did this? Why he did that? How this will happen? How that will happen? It should have been like this. It should have been not like this. So there is a desire associated and it causes disturbance. So replace these three by three dots. I am soul. That's it. Your connection with the divine and putting a full stop. If you can't put a full stop, what about semicolon? Semicolon. You know semicolon? Like this. Continue. The sentence is not finished. There is a semicolon. This is option two, not option one. The same regret, the same past carrying on the head, carrying on the shoulders. Your back is drooped. Shake off, throw off, shed, drop. How can you dance with a heavy weight in your hands? Dancer is free. I can't meditate on three dots. So God said instead, then you are left with only one option. Meditate on these three. Why? Why? What? How? And keep getting disturbed. So the first part of the Murli is about experience of peace and happiness. And for that, keep remain seated or sleep on the bed of joy. Rather than sleeping on the bed of uljhan, confusion, shift the bed. The second part is about others. If others do not experience peace and happiness from you, it's probably your percentage of peace and happiness or purity is less, or you have got waste thoughts about them or emotions. That's why people come and disturb you. And the third part is Prakriti, nature, five elements. So what is the task from today's Murli? Purity, walk. Purity, walk. Go in the nature. Walk around. Think of yourself as a pure being. Think of yourself as an angel of purity. Think of yourself as a person with the highest caliber of purity. And radiate, emit vibrations. See the flowers, the earth, the air, the star, the moon, the mountains, the rivers. Everything is capturing your purity, those subtle pure vibes. Because nature loves purity. Because purity is the nature of nature. So when you move as a pure being, you are in alignment with nature, with those five elements. And there is synchrony. Your vibes sync with the vibes of nature. And the result is joy. bliss. 3-dot practice. Apply 3 dots. How will you apply? Like this. Do like this. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, and 3. So whenever there is a confusion, put it here. 1, 2, 3. The first is soul and the second is God and the third is drama. They do put big tilak. Like this, it is starting from here and going up. Sometimes here, sometimes here. Horizontal, vertical, round, point, with different designs, with different colors. So, either you do like this, or you do tuck, tuck, tuck. 3-dot. So, that is a 3-dot practice. The other thing is you can visualize the bed of joy. And also what you can do is decorate your bed where you sleep and convert it into a bed of joy. How will you decorate? How will you decorate? With flowers? With lightings? You need to convert your bed into a bed of joy. You put right somewhere peace, right somewhere purity, virtues, some essence. Beautiful. The place where you sit should be a place of beauty. So bed decoration. Baba said, imagine this bed where the enemies will become your sevadhari. Where the vikar, the vices would provide you canopy and you will remain untouched by them. So that is third and the first part, daily purity tracker. You can create a tracker. Words, thoughts, words and deeds. At the end of the day, just find how were my thoughts. Were the poor, pure? How were the words? How were the actions? So this is a purity tracker. Thoughts, words and deeds. And the second thing is, find out one single habit which is obstructing the purity. Which is the greatest hindrance in the path of purity. What is that habit? That one habit. Identify the habit. Understand the impact of that habit on purity. How that habit is not allowing you to become pure. How that habit is a hindrance in the path of purity. Think about it. Churn about it. Set a clear-cut goal. Develop an action plan. Practice and reflect daily. And even if you achieve 1% success, celebrate the success. Purity is the journey of celebration. Purity is the celebration of the soul. Purity is not about complaining and crying and staying unhappy and regretting and repenting. Purity is to jump with joy. Even if there is a 2% purity, throw a party, a bash, rejoice your victories, small, small victories. Purity is the celebration of victories. Purity is the dance of life. It is a music, it's a dance, it is a synchrony, it is a symphony. Purity is the divine orchestra of the soul. So, these are some of the tasks from today's Murli. A tracker, a plan for removing a habit, an addiction, a nature which is disturbing a sanskar. Visualize the bed of joy. At the same time, decorate your bed where you sleep. The sleeping place, because that's the place where there are chances of breach of purity. Let it turn from violence to non-violence. Let it turn from the bed of corruption to the bed of purity, an uncorrupted And the last nature walk, whilst walking in the nature, imagine yourself as a divine being, as an avatar, as a messiah, as a person with high vibrational purity, and purify the nature. And the last three dot, whenever there is confusion, apply three dot. Whenever you feel somebody is not behaving well, full stop, comma or semicolon, option 2 and option B and option C, because sometimes a full stop is tough. So at least apply a comma or dash dash dash, give a break, move away from that place. Om Shanti.